it was abundantly clear that those individuals responsible were there for the purpose of causing violence, and their actions, whether they were a one-off, they were absolutely disgusting, they were pre-planned, and the injury that that Nick received has had a devastating effect on his life, and that needs to be taken into account. There's no place for that level of violence in society. There's no place for it within football, and this sends out a clear message, as well as the banning orders issued to those individuals upstairs. That sends out a message that we will not tolerate that level of violence in Wolverhampton or any city in this country. You can see on the footage that there are several members of the public that go over to assist Nick. There's some very young children that are there, and you can't underestimate what a traumatic experience that must have been for them. They came out to support their club, and they ended up witnessing what was pretty horrific, and a man with life-threatening injuries. You know, and we shouldn't underestimate the impact it had on them, and also the way they helped the police has been fantastic, and I thank them for that.
You were close, obviously, to the investigation. How do you describe the injuries sustained by Mr. Grewis?
They've been absolutely devastating in terms of on him and his family. He's gone from a chap that provided for his family to someone who feels very low, feels that he's unable to support his family. That's been going on for 18 months now, and I really, really hope that over time those injuries improve and he can go back to the man he was, and any support that him or the family needs, Westminster Police will give them. We're satisfied with the verdicts and the sentencing, and hopefully it can now bring a bit of closure to the family, who I have to say have conducted themselves with a huge dignity throughout what's been a terrible ordeal for them, and hopefully this can now bring a bit of closure to that chapter of their lives.